Hello, everyone. This is Kenny Wayne Shepherd on The Raven and the Blues.
The program begins with Muddy Waters.
Is rather fine, and what a great way to start The Raven and the Blues on FM and online across the world on Talk Radio Euro on the coasts of Spain, and also online with Kansas City Online Radio and MDO Radio across the world. Joe Bonamassa, a taster from the new album, which is a tribute to Muddy Waters. And you heard the Muddy Waters original starting it off before sort of segueing wonderfully into Joe Bonamassa. That's just been released to the fans of Joe Bonamassa. It's a free download. If you sort of go to the Joe Bonamassa site and look for it, you'll eventually find the link and you can get it totally for free. And the album, I think, is due in the spring of this year. What a great way to start. It's a Breaking All the Rules show this week because I've got some quite long tracks. Now, normally on radio, you know, 5 or 6 minutes is the maximum, really, and 7 is get a bit long. But this is not sort of typical radio. It's the Raven and the Blues, for a start. We can break the rules. And the Government Mule have got a new album out, which is just about to be released, which is live. And the tracks are like, the shortest track is like 10 minutes long, and the longest track is 25 minutes long. And I thought, well, does that mean I can't play it? Of course it doesn't mean I can't play it. So we've got some quite long tracks in the programme this week and some great new material. Here's a band who I've loved since I first heard them, 3 years ago when Mark Howard in Austin, Texas, alerted me to his namesake, Brittany Howard, but no relation, the lead vocalist and the lead person in the band, the Alabama Shakes. Their first album I thought was fabulous. They've been quiet for a while. Here's a single they released about 18 months ago, but performed live in Nashville at the Loveless Barn. Fabulous. Live at the Loveless Barn in Nashville, Tennessee. Alabama Shakes, Brittany Howard on vocals there. A single which came out a couple of years ago. And that is just so much better when it's live. They have a new album coming out in the spring. Looking forward to hearing that. That's always all right. Here's somebody I'm looking forward to seeing at Broadstairs in a couple of weeks' time. The Laura Holland Band. Their album came out towards the end of last year called Dare I Believe. Here she is, they are, with Definition of Love. Holland Band, their album from the end of last year, Dare I Believe, and The Definition of Love. They're going to be at the Broadstairs Blues Bash towards the end of February. It's a three-day event. You're going to need your hiking boots because some of the places are quite a long way away. I was looking at the mileage. It's about a three-mile walk each night if you're going to do it properly. Great stuff indeed. I was looking forward to seeing them, as I say, on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of February. Here's a brand new album just about to be released, I think in about 2 weeks' time, roughly. You should be able to buy it on Amazon and iTunes. It's by Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoy King. It's their brand new release called, album is called Fat Man's Shine Parlour. And here they are with the lovely One Girl by My Side.
The night before, but I was calling up another as soon as she walked out the door. Can't get enough, just keep on wanting more. Can't be satisfied with one girl by my side. this time this is the one. But after a little while, you know it don't seem like much fun. The magic disappears, no matter how I try. I just can't keep on living a lie. What's wrong? But then I talk to my friends, find out I'm not alone. You can't have them all, don't care how hard you try. Can't be satisfied, and I don't know why. Settle down. You know it gets so tiring, all that running around. Can't get enough, hunger won't subside. One day won't do, God knows I've tried. Can't be satisfied with one girl.
It's very nice. I only got the album yesterday, so I had a chance to listen to some of it very quickly as you clip through the tracks, you know, 10 seconds of each. It does sound rather good. Fat Man's Shine Parlour is the name of the album, due out in a couple of weeks' time. Smokin' Joe Kubek and Benoit King together, and One Girl by My Side. Staying with new albums, but heading south, further south into South America and into Brazil for the band that have been around, I guess, over 10 years now, the Ego Prada Band and the Delta Groove All-Stars. They've got an album coming out in a couple of weeks' time called Way Down South. And here's a track which resonates with me, not because of Ego Prada, but because it was a B-side on Motown by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. B-sides are important when you're a DJ, when I was a DJ back in the 60s, because you could only afford to buy so many records. You'd go in the record shop, and the shop I was going to in Newcastle, she serviced, I guess, about four or five mobile DJs, so we all wanted the best and the new stuff and to have something which nobody else had. Nothing's changed in 50 years. And I would go in there, and then she'd say, give me the various tracks. She said, I've got this one record for you, Dave, and nobody else has a copy of it. And then the other thing you did, having bought the records, was take them home and listen to the B-sides, because sometimes the B-sides were rubbish, other times they were really good, and you could make them into hits but your own. And this was a B-side of Junior Walker and the All-Stars. It's called Shake and Finger Pop, and it's wonderful. Ego Prada and the band and the Delta Groove All-Stars.
Ooh.
trying to recall what that was a B-side of, and I've gone into Google and Wikipedia, as you do, and it looks like it wasn't even a B-side. Just how memory plays you false, I'm certain it was, of something like Shotgun or Roadrunner or whatever, but nevertheless, it was originally Johnny Rocco and the All-Stars, and it is there, the Ego Prada Band and the Delta Groove All-Stars off their brand new album, Way Down South, and Shake and Finger Pop. Staying with new albums, this one just been released, or is about to be released in a couple of weeks' time, live at the Ram Jam, Robin Beebe and Tony Martin together, and When It's Raining.
Lying here and staring at the ceiling, wondering if I'll ever drift away. And while I listen to your breathing, wondering what I did to make you stay. And it's raining, I can't sleep. Yes, it's raining, and I can't sleep. So I get out of bed so softly. At the door I turn and watch you sleep. I stand and stare and watch you dreaming, hoping that you're dreaming about me. And it's raining, and I can't sleep. Yes, it's raining. Fantastic journey through this life, didn't think I'd need. Now you're lying here beside me, I don't care if I don't sleep. Let the rain keep on falling, I don't care. Let the la 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 la
recorded live, as you can hear, at the Ram Jam in London. Robin Beebe and Tony Martin together. The album just been released, called Live at the Ram Jam, and there you heard When It's Raining. An album which came out towards the end of last year, 6 weeks ago or thereabouts, out of a band out of Indianapolis called the Michigan Street Blues Band. Their new album is called Better Than Some, Worse Than Others. And here they are making their debut on the programme with Three Sheets to the Wind. CD launch party was held in Indianapolis about 4 weeks ago. That's the Michigan Street Blues Band, their brand new album Better Some, Worse Than Others, and Three Sheets to the Wind. It's an album which came out towards the beginning of last year, and I played it sort of frequently through the course of the year, and as I was putting the tracks together for this week's programme, I saw this one and thought, I should go back to it. It's called Prospect Hill, it's from Dom Flemons, this is wonderful, it's short, it's just called Marching Up. Thank you. If you're imagining some raddled old blues man in his late 60s sitting on a porch playing that, you're wrong. He's 32 years old. His name is Don Flemons. He's the founding member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, and that's the album, his solo album he brought out last year called Respect Hill Hi-Fi, and there you heard Marching Up. Okay. It's cold here in the UK. It's had a bit of snow in the southeast, not a lot compared with the States and things, but, you know, it has been cold. And so, therefore, my mind turns to warm places. And the only place you can guarantee the warmth this time of year, apart from Southern Hemisphere like Australia and South Africa and things, is the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, there's an island called Mustique. Tremendously famous and very small. Only the rich can afford to live there. Princess Margaret, English royalty, she lived there. Mick Jagger's got a place there. Richard Branson's got a place there. There's no hotels, really, if, you know, £1,000 a night jobby type thing. But every year they have a blues festival because the owner of the bar on the beach, Basil Charles, runs a blues festival, and he's got some chums in London who go out and take people with them. This year, headlining was Shamikia Copeland and Ian Siegel. How good is that, eh? And it's a real beach bar, you know, it's just sand. mind you, the drinks are kind of pricey. And the leading light behind it is Dana Gillespie. She lives in London, and she goes every year with Dino Baptista and the rest of the band and a couple of guests. And for 10 days, they just play on the beach. It must be wonderful. But you have to be rich. Looking at some of the photographs, you think, ooh, I think they're famous. They've just come back. I've seen the photographs. It looks like it's been a fabulous time. One year, I will go to the Mustique Blues Festival, but not this year. Dana Gillespie, her last album, Cat's Meow. Here she is with Running Out of Steam.
clue. I only know I'm leaving. Yes, I'm running out on you.
Spelt like Donna, pronounced Dana, as in Spanner, as she told me when I interviewed her some years ago. Dana Gillespie, her album which came out last year called Cat's Meow. She has just returned from Mustique and the Mustique Blues Festival, which raises loads of money for charities in Mustique and also on Beckway and St. Vincent. And so it should. I mentioned it was expensive. I've just been to Basil's Bar and looked at the menu. Okay, you fancy a salad for lunch? Tomato mozzarella salad, $51. Do you fancy a lobster with that? Real fresh boiled lobster, ice cold water served on a bed of green salad, sliced eggs and toast. $97.75. A different and parallel universe. One person who's rating quite a big noise here in UK. I interviewed him when he came into a live session a couple of years ago, and I saw him last, I guess it would be, at the Royal Albert Hall. His name is Lawrence Jones, just a young lad. His new album, which came out last year, called Temptation, has done rather well for him, but also doing rather well too. He's representing the UK at the European Blues Challenge in Brussels in 6 weeks, no, end of March, roughly. So work it out. Yeah, 6 weeks' time, roughly. He's also going to be at the Royal Albert Hall with Van Morrison and Eric Burden in June, celebrating the life of Leadbelly. And so his name is all over the place, and he's on tour at present. Here's a track from his album, which, as I say, came out towards the middle of last year. It's called Whisper in the Wind.
Time we meet again. voice, you whisper in the wind. Sky has opened, know it's you I see. Looking down on me, watching all the time.
Nice young guy, Lawrence Jones. I'm looking forward to meeting him up in Brussels in 6 weeks' time. And that's a track from his album Temptation, and that is called Whisper in the Wind. Take it all back. I've just been doing the calculations. I was thinking after I'd been mentioning the $97 for lobster salad, I thought, that's even for Mustique, that's a lot. And then I looked into it and found it's actually Caribbean dollars, and there's 2.5 of those to the dollar. And so basically it's about 24 quid for lobster salad. That's still a lot, but it's better than $97 anyway, so take it all back. Mustique's not cheap, but it's not as expensive as all of that. Okay, on to Zoe Schwartz and the band Blue Commotion. They've had a good 9 months in the sense, since the album came out in the middle of last year, it's been regularly featured and it's been in the top 40 of the Independent Blues Broadcasters Association charts every month since that time, and was again for January, and deservedly so too. Here is Zoe and the band with If I Had Wings.
Sky to see if I can fly. I've looked into your eyes to see my future. Oh, if I had wings, I've reached for the moon. Thank you.
Fabulous Zoe Schwartz and the band Blue Commotion, and If I Had Wings from their album Exposed from last year. Let's close with a track which is probably the most recorded, arranged and released pieces in blues history. It's 80 years old, give or take a month or so, and it's off an album which came out last year. Before we close with it though, and I've given you no clues so far, let me say thank you for giving me an hour of your time. If you want to make contact, it's very simple. My email address is dave@ravenblues.uk. I'm on Facebook too. There's a Raven and Blues Facebook page where you find out all the stuff that's going on with the programme, and there's also a website, of course, which is ravenblues.co.uk. And now you can download the app for your smartphone, whether it's Android or Apple. You can also subscribe to the show, give donations, and listen to shows going back some 10 years as well. There's 10 years of blues shows there. Okay, closing the show, therefore, with an album from a band who I loved bits. I saw them live in Portugal 6-7 years ago, and I missed them when they've been in UK. They're called Hazmat Modine out of New York, and they close with a track from their album from last year, Live. And it's the one originally recorded by Big Joe Williams, but it goes back even further than that. And it's called Baby Please Don't Go. I am going, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Please don't go down and you are free to know our love. please don't go. Baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans, though I love you so.
You know it's cold down here. For real. You know it's cold down here. You know it's cold down here. Like a road of fog. Baby, please don't go.
Baby, please don't go.